Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. And you know, I say that so many times, but what I'm picturing is the most delicious banquet that you can imagine. I can't figure out what that would be. When God's word is given to us, it is food. It's food for our heart, our mind, our spirit. It's food for us. And that kind of food brings food even into our bodies, sustains us. God's word is so powerful. It can change your life when you really believe it, when you pay attention to it and listen to it. So let's take a look for this Sunday, the 15th. Let us look at the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 14, verses 21 to 27. After Paul and Barnabas had proclaimed the good news to that city and made a considerable number of disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch. They strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in the faith, saying, "It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." They appointed elders for them in each church, and with prayer and fasting commended them to the Lord in whom they had put their faith. Then they traveled through Pisidia and reached Pamphylia. After proclaiming the word at Perga, they went down to Attalia. From there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work they had now accomplished. And when they arrived, they called the church together and reported what God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. What a time! What a time that would have been! People just coming by hordes into the church. They've seen so much. They open their hearts, and then God visits them and leads them closer to himself. That's how grace works. Brothers and sisters, this was a powerful moment in their lives. How he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. It wasn't just the Jews. It was the Gentiles. Psalm 145 says, "I will praise your name forever, my King and my God." Yes, you could praise God forever for his death and his life. You could cherish all that God has said while he was on earth, but it would never be enough to thank him for what he did for us, that he gave his life for us in the most excruciating way. For us. It's for you. It's for me. Open your heart to receive it. In the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 1 to 5, says this, "Then I, John, saw a new heaven and a new earth. The former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I saw also the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throng saying, 'Behold, God's dwelling is with the human race. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain, for the old order has passed away.' The one who sat on the throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new.'" God was giving us life. He was giving us a chance again to follow him and to follow him into heaven. Even if we've sinned and we've turned away a lot or paid no attention to God, let this be a weekend where you say, Lord, help me. I don't know what I believe. I don't know how to think. But Lord, I need what you offer, the peace. I need the peace you can give me. Lord, I want to believe in you, but I don't know how. Would you please help me? That's the case of many people. Please open your heart to him. He wants you to know his presence with you. It's silent. You're not going to have voices coming down from heaven, although people have had that happen. But that's not the normal way. It's just you come to the Lord every day. Even if you can get into a chapel, that would be great. But if not, just go to a room by yourself and kneel down and say, Lord, I love you and I want to know you. Will you help me? That's all you have to say. Say it slowly and mean it, and God will answer you. And now we look at the Gospel of John. This is a long, very short gospel with a lot of numbers in it, but it starts on chapter 13, verses 31 to 33a, and then 34 and 35. That's a little complex. Just listen, it's very short. And this is from the Gospel of John. When Judas had left them, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment. Love one another. Brothers and sisters, you could write 3 sermons on this. Just that one verse. Love one another. As I have loved you, so also you should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. That's the gospel that God wants us to hear today. And he wants us to hear it because there are people we love and people who love us. But when we see strangers or people who aren't living life very well or don't somehow meet our expectations, we shun them. We turn away. We ignore. We laugh at. And what you're doing is killing the desire of God to be in that person. God loves them. Even though who don't really know him, he loves them. Please open your heart, for he wants you in this Easter season. He wants you, even if it's the first time. As I've said to you before, go into a room quietly. Go to a church or a chapel. Go to your balcony or somewhere where you can be alone and just say, Lord Jesus, I don't know you, but I want to learn to know you. Will you help me? That's all you have to say. And then begin reading the Gospels. Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew is first in the New Testament, then Mark, then Luke, then John. You'll see overlaps in that. But you'll see them from the eyes of 4 different disciples of Jesus in the early church. Brothers and sisters, read it. Read it slowly and say, God died for me. He was resurrected for me. Brothers and sisters, he died an excruciating, overwhelming death, and then he rose. Think of all that, what he's done for you. And he knows you. You know that? He knows us by name. We don't know everybody. We just know a little grouping of people. But God knows us, every one of us. And I just always say at nighttime, I say, "Dear Jesus, good night and bless yourself." No, I don't say that. But I do thank Jesus for that day. And I ask God to bless us all. And that's what God wants to do. He wants more and more people to enter in, even if it's at night in bed. At night, just say to the Lord, "Lord, I know you're here. I can't see you. I can't feel you. I can't hear you. But the scriptures tell me that you're real. You're here in my life. And that you want me to follow you." If I get a Bible, I've never read a Bible, or maybe I read a Bible when I was much younger, but I've never picked it up ever since. But pick up a Bible and just begin. Just take it to the Lord and say, "Lord, help me to learn this." Start with the New Testament. I've told you this before, but I want to say this again. Start, you can read Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, or you can turn them around in different orders, but read them all slowly. You'll get the views of four disciples on Jesus and on what Jesus did for us and what Jesus will do for us. Brothers and sisters, please open your heart. Open your heart. Even if you say, "Oh, that's a lot of, oh well, I just don't want to read it." Why? Why? What do you think? Well, it's going to show me everything I've done wrong. No, first it's going to show you how much he loves you. And then he's going to, as you read the scripture, teach you bit by bit. You can't do everything all at once, but bit by bit, start with the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and read it to the full. Each one, slowly, and say to the Lord often, "Lord, what do you want to show me? What do you want me to know? What's most important for me?" Please, brothers and sisters, your life, very slowly, will become a marvelous, marvelous gift to you if you follow Jesus. And that's what we want to do. Follow him. And you say, "Oh, I don't have any time to read." Yes, you do. You have 5 minutes before you go to sleep. You might have 10 minutes. You might have, you get lunch, step out for 5 minutes and read something in the scriptures. You can find a way if you really want it. Please do. Because God wants disciples. He wants us to belong to him, to be his sons and daughters, really sons and daughters of God. Let us together open our hearts, each of us, including myself, each of us, open our hearts to the Lord and say, "Lord, here I am. I want to follow you. Please help me." You might pick up a scripture and it makes sense to you. May God abundantly care for you. Amen.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.